Theseus and the Minotaur. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there lived a king named Minos. King Minos lived on a beautiful island called Crete. He had a powerful navy with as many ships as there are seagulls, a great marble palace with a throne of beaten gold, and a beautiful daughter, Ariadne. King Minos had an enemy, Aegeus, the king of Athens, who had killed his son. And to avenge his loss, King Minos wanted to wage war on Athens. To avoid more bloodshed, Aegeus offered King Minos a deal. If King Minos would leave his city of Athens alone, Aegeus would send 7 Athenian boys and 7 Athenian girls to Crete every 9 years to be eaten by the Minotaur. Now, the Minotaur was a horrible monster that lived in the centre of a labyrinth, a huge, deep maze on King Minos's island of Crete, from which no one escaped. The Minotaur lived off the flesh of men, and King Minos loved his old monster. When another 9 years passed, and it was just about time for Athens to send 7 more boys and 7 more girls to Crete to be eaten by the Minotaur, everyone in Athens began to cry and lament. Now, King Aegeus's son, Prince Theseus, had just returned home to Athens, and when he heard of the gruesome deal his father had struck with King Minos, he was furious. However, he knew the importance of keeping your word. But he was also quite sure that it was wrong to send small, innocent children to be eaten by a monster. Prince Theseus told his father that he would go to Crete as the 7th son of Athens, and he would kill the Minotaur and end the terror. "But my son, the Minotaur is a terrible monster. What makes you think you can kill it?" cried his father. "I will find a way," Theseus replied gently. "The gods will help me." His father begged him not to go, but the prince took his place as the 7th Athenian boy, whilst the people of Athens wailed at the loss of so many beautiful children. Theseus whispered to the children, telling them that he had easily slain many giants and bandits before. Their hearts were comforted a little, but they wept as they went on board, and together they sailed towards Crete. When the prince and the children arrived on the island of Crete, Prince Theseus asked King Minos if he could be the first to be fed to the Minotaur. The king agreed, and so they were led to the prison to await nightfall, when the beast became hungry for his supper. King Minos's daughter, Prince Ariadne, secretly came to the prison that evening to beg the fair prince to return to the ship with the children, for she could bribe the guards to unlock the doors. But Theseus declared that he must slay the monster to avenge the deaths of all the Athenian youths that had perished in that maze. Ariadne gave Theseus a sword and a ball of thread by which he could find his way back out of the maze. She asked Theseus to take her to Athens with him afterwards, as her father would surely kill her if he knew she had aided Theseus to kill the king's Minotaur. Theseus made no promises, but hid the sword up his sleeve, and Ariadne went back to the palace. In the middle of the night, Theseus was taken by the guards to the dark labyrinth, and when the gate was closed, he tied the string to a rock and unrolled it as he moved through the maze. At last, he found his way to the centre and stood before the hideous monster, with the head of a bull, the teeth of a lion, and the body of a strong man. The Minotaur gave a ferocious roar and rushed at Theseus. After a terrible fight, Theseus drove the sword through the monster's throat. Then, quite exhausted, Theseus felt his way along the thread in the darkness and made his way back to the entrance. Ariadne was waiting and opened the gate. They went to the prison and set the children free and fled to the ship. They escaped from the port of Crete under darkness along with the princess. On the way back to Athens, they stopped for supplies on the tiny island of Naxos. Ariadne fell asleep on the shore there, and Theseus left her and set sail with the children of Athens. Some say Ariadne was already married to the god Dionysus, who had made her immortal. These things happened so long ago that we cannot be sure. Theseus, however, became king of Athens and ruled it well.